que fechou, Chico Buarque. Quiet on the set. Quiet, please.
First positions, please. Rolling action. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another edition of Director's Cut. I am joined here with Bill.
Hello, everybody.
And I'm joined here with Scarlett.
Hi.
And today we're going to talk about, well, it's close to Halloween, and as many of you may or may have not noticed...
Boo.
Yeah, that was scary, Bill. A lot of TV channels or like a lot of Hollywood scary movies start coming out, and we're going to talk about the top 10 scariest movies of all time. So not necessarily only horror, but just movies that were really, really scary.
Is this an official list?
No, it's like kind of my list.
This is Marco's.
It's your list.
This is
Marco's. Like my, so they might not be very scary at all.
Well, I mean, they were scary for me.
Okay.
All right. So let's start with number 10.
Is this the least scary?
Yeah, kind of. Nightmare on Elm Street. Do you remember that one?
I mean, I haven't seen it, but I know all about it. Maybe that's...
All right,
that's not what makes it scary, but it's a popular scary movie.
Well, yeah, it's very old. It's like 1980s. Even Johnny Depp was in the first one, I think.
Really?
I think it's the first or the second one. The first one, Johnny Depp, wasn't it?
I love Johnny Depp.
And so basically, it's about a guy that was killed in a neighborhood because he was like kidnapping children or something like that. And so then he kind of comes back as this burnt creature with like extended knives on his hand that were like nail. But the thing is that he would kill you in your dreams. So you would be afraid of falling asleep because then that's when he would appear.
And then that's how they confront him too, right?
Right, you have to confront him in their dreams, not in the real world.
What? So he kills you in his dream?
In your dreams, yeah.
And then you're actually dead.
Yeah, you die in real life. I know this because of The Simpsons, actually, from the Halloween episode of The Simpsons. That's probably how I know maybe every single one of these. We'll see. I don't know the list yet. But yeah.
Well, it doesn't really make much sense. Like he's killing you in your dreams, but that's the scary part. It's just like, how does he do it? And the thing is that maybe the movie is kind of cheesy. And if I actually saw it again like 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, and the effects were really cheesy. But but it's actually is if you think about it, you're like 11 or 12 years old, and you're afraid of falling asleep because you know you might die.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. So that's number 10. Number 9 is Poltergeist.
Wait, okay.
Yeah, you remember Poltergeist?
I haven't seen that.
That's actually probably one of the scariest movies I ever saw for the same reason because I think I was only like five or I was older than five. Maybe I was like 6 or 7 when I first saw that. And it was the first scary movie I saw and
it's pretty creepy.
So damn scary.
All right, so basically, you know what a poltergeist is, right? It's like a ghost that you can't really see and moves things in your house.
Yeah, messes around.
It's like a ghost, yeah.
So basically, that's what the movie's about. There's this house, I think, that was like built over these old
Indian burial grounds. Yeah.
and so like weird things start happening in this house. But it was like really creepy because like, I don't know, the girl would walk into her living room the kitchen, and the chairs would be piled up on top of each other on top of the table. Oh. And like with the little girl on top. Whoa. Because they had a little daughter.
Right.
And
she
then,
was like, yeah, she was the one that was in most communication with the poltergeist. Or she, I,
yeah,
she
I remember,
could,
like,
oh, children she can like always went, communicate with.
And she went to the other side.
Yeah, and then something. They had to rescue her.
And they had, yeah.
It was pretty freaky, though. It was pretty scary.
I remember something about they threw a tennis ball into the other side.
Yeah, to see where they would fall out.
Something like that. This is the only time I ever saw it when I was like 6 or 7. So I don't remember a lot of these details, but the things I do remember are intensely scary.
How old is the film?
It's also quite old.
Yeah, this film must be like at least 25 years old, 20 years old.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. It's at least 20 years old.
A more contemporary one, number 8, the film Seven. You ever seen Seven? Brad Pitt.
I haven't either.
Brad Pitt, Morgan Freeman.
I've already let our audience know my views on Brad Pitt, so I'm just going to sit this one out.
Right. I don't Morgan Freeman's cool, though.
I don't have anything against Morgan Freeman.
What have you got against Brad Pitt?
I'm not going to go into it. It's an irrational dislike, okay?
All right, so basically Seven follows this serial killer who is, at each crime scene, is sending the message of the seven capital sins. So, like, the first one is gluttony and then, like, lust. So there's a different message in each murder.
Yeah.
And the movie is kind of twisted, the way that he kills people and what he's doing to them. But the ending is really unexpected. It's really, really good.
A twist.
Yeah, because he does in the end, it's the two last capital sins in one. So it's really, really cool. You got to see it.
Is that the twist?
Yeah, well,
you just gave it away.
That's part of the twist. No, that's okay. Part of the twist. All right, number seven, you have to have seen this, and this is like one of the most famous theme songs, Psycho.
No.
No, Norman Bates.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of Charles.
Yeah. You know, when he stabs the girl in the shower.
It's a Hitchcock film.
Yes.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
So they're like, you haven't seen it?
It's the same way as Nightmare on Elm Street. I feel like I know a lot about it.
Heard a lot.
But it's like part of the cultural, you know, lexicon.
But this is like Hitchcock. This is like...
I haven't seen it, though. I should see it. I have seen other Hitchcock, but...
Birds?
I've seen The Birds and Vertigo.
Vertigo is cool, too.
Vertigo is quite good.
Well, Psycho, it's been remade like 3 or 4 times, I think.
Right.
But it's really, really good.
Is that the one with Jack Nicholson in? No,
that
comes later.
Oh, sorry.
Right.
Okay, good.
Well, Psycho is really good. Number 6 is the movie The Omen with Damien. It's the first movie that actually put the Antichrist to the movie screen.
Is this an American film?
That's not
film?
The one with the little girl that goes backwards downstairs.
No, that's The Exorcist.
No, that's The Exorcist. Okay, I haven't seen this either.
All right, The Omen is like about the Antichrist coming to Earth. And the Antichrist actually comes in the form of a little boy who is put into the household of this really... powerful like ambassador, I think it was the American ambassador in Great Britain or something like that. But it's really good and it's really creepy because, you know, he's like, he's got followers and he's got the 666 in his skull, so that's how they find out that it's not, that it's the Antichrist, and he's born from a jackal.
Ooh.
Whoa, I know, you gotta see it. You guys are like, you guys have been missing out.
Okay, we'll go see it.
All right, number 5, you have to have seen this one as well, Jaws.
Yes, everyone's seen Jaws.
Yeah, I've seen Jaws.
Oh, you haven't seen Jaws?
I have seen Jaws. I don't think I've seen all the way through. It was kind of a Saturday.
But that's not scary. I'm sorry.
I've seen lots of portions of it on Saturday afternoons.
It's not really scary, the movie, right? But the next time you go to the beach, you're seriously doubting whether you should get into the water.
Oh, like right after you watch the movie.
Yeah.
And then the next time you go to the beach. I hear you.
Yeah, because you're like, what if Jaws is in it? He eats me.
What's going on? Where's Jaws at?
Jaws is pretty freaky. Number 4 is Silence of the Lambs.
Yep, seen
that.
Oh,
yeah, that's a good one.
All right, so that's more like of a psychological thriller.
Yeah, it's creepy.
It's twisted, right?
Yeah, I'd say twisted. Not so much creepy, though. Like,
you don't think
scary.
It was creepy?
It's creepy, but not scary.
Put the lotion in the basket.
That's from the movie. I'm not just kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a quote. It was pretty freaky, but actually... the crazy thing was that I think it did have certain elements of real mass murders, like Ted Bundy and Jeffrey Dahmer, who were like famous American psychos.
Right.
All right. The next one, number 3, is one of the goriest films of all time, probably the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Have you seen that one?
Haven't seen that.
You really picked the wrong people to do this.
I've got the DVD, but I haven't seen it.
You have the DVD?
Maybe I'll
just
watch it later.
Well, they did a new version.
They remade it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard they remade a lot of classic horror movies in the last few years.
Yeah, like better special effects and everything.
Right.
It's kind of, it's creepy, it's scary, but there's a lot of blood and gore in this movie.
It's more gruesome.
It's very, very gruesome. All right, number 2.
I don't get the appeal of those films. Like Saw as well.
Gory,
it's awful.
Well, what about Saw?
Hostel and stuff like that. It's just, ugh.
Well, Saw and Hostel, they're like very gory, but...
that's it. It's just a gimmick. Like, I hate that stuff. I watched Saw and it was like literally the most boring movie I ever saw in my entire life.
I was scared.
No, it was the first one. And they've already made like another 6 of them with the same exact plot, the same exact everything.
I think the thing about Saw, like what I liked about it is, how does this guy come up with these things? Like behind the scenes, like the person that's writing these things up is really creative and kind of twisted.
Or a bit sick.
Can you imagine living with this guy or like being married to him?
He's like, probably like the nicest guy in the world. Yeah. Totally
really?
Normal.
Yeah, he's got like, it's just
he's
so
got
dark.
Like 2 golden retrievers.
No, I'm sure lives he's, like he's got to be like the sunniest, happiest dude.
The children and everything.
All right, so number 2 is the one that you were talking about, The Exorcist.
Yay, I know that.
Yeah, I would put that, I'd say that's
that is
a top 2 scary movie.
So that was 1980s as well. The music was creepy.
70s, I believe.
It's maybe late 70s.
Late 70s. Mm.
The music was really creepy.
Oh, very creepy.
And
everything is really scary about that movie.
Well,
especially that scene where he comes down the stairs.
She walks downstairs. I think that's a recent edition. That wasn't in the original edition. Yeah, they cut it out of the original edition, I think. Okay.
Well, there was a lot of controversy around this film, right? Because for example, I think there were some elements that like the church really opposed.
You know, they say the church doesn't do exorcisms anymore. I'm not Catholic.
And then there's this whole thing about like how a lot of like during filming of the exorcism, like two or three people of the cast died.
Really?
What? Yeah. Like a cameraman and then like some other person that like died. Huh. So then people were just like, This is like messing with the unknown, and it's really creepy. Yeah.
It's like messing with King Tut's
tomb. Yeah, something like that.
It's a curse.
So
it is terribly scary though.
The part when she throws up was pretty gruesome.
Oh yeah,
That part is kind of funny.
Yeah, I was.
Well, it's funny because now you like see it in that other movie. What was that movie? The scary movie. They make fun of it.
Well, yeah, it's the same thing. It's such a popular and so ingrained in our popular culture.
Yeah.
All right. And
the sow is mine.
That's also from the movie. Yeah. That's what she says.
Thanks.
And number one, Jack Nicholson in The Shining.
I'm glad that's your number one.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's pretty good.
Because that's a really complete kind of scary movie, I think.
Yeah.
Because it's creepy, has like a open ending, open to interpretation. It's a Stanley Kubrick film too, so it's shot really
beautifully. And Nicholson is really good in it.
Jack Nicholson is great.
Yeah, he was really good in there.
Olive Oil's in it. She played Olive Oil, but she was Danny's mother.
I don't remember. But yeah, I think the freakiest thing about the movie is the scene that's the most popular now is when the kid is on the big wheel and the little tricycle.
Mm.
And he's riding around and then he's like, he turns on the hallway and he's
in the corridor bit. Yeah.
The twins.
And like, come with us. Come play with us.
The British twins. Yeah.
And you're like, what?
That's really creepy.
That is
scary
really
British
creepy.
Twins.
Yeah. If they were American, it wouldn't be nearly.
Yeah, that's why they were British. Because that makes it even
really, scary. I thought, it's not really scary, but the end, the very, very end. I don't want to give it away. I won't give it away. But you guys know what I'm talking about, and that's creepy.
Yeah,
the photograph at the very end.
Yeah, that was
because
that's
such an open-ended thing, you know.
I
think that's Kubrick. That's Kubrick's doing more than Stephen King. Stephen King wrote the original book. I feel like that kind of weird open-endedness.
I'm actually surprised I didn't put any Stephen King in here.
Well, he did at number one.
Well, yeah, but like apart from this, he's made some really good ones. Like for example. We were talking about It the other day.
Right.
That was like a 3-hour long film, which was like, it wasn't really made for the cinema. It was like for TV.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really scary though. It's about a clown. And that's why I'm like, one of the reasons why I'm really, really afraid of clowns.
Yeah. Mm.
Can we do an honorable mention for, I guess just anything that David Lynch does? Do you guys like David Lynch?
Like what?
Mulholland Drive is probably the creepiest David Lynch movie ever. Have you seen it?
No.
Have you seen any David Lynch movies?
Okay. No.
Give any more examples?
I mean, he did Twin Peaks, the whole series. That's not really as scary anything.
I did put as an honorable mention, I did put Carrie. That was pretty scary.
Yeah.
Carrie?
Stephen King as well.
That is Stephen King, I think.
She pours the blood all over the
people. Carrie is like this. It's really creepy because it's about kind of like
teenage angst.
But like she has this fanatic mother who's like really, really Catholic. Okay. So there are all these like Catholic elements in there that in the movie they're made really, really creepy. And then like everyone teases her and like she's like an outcast in high school and she's like really, really weird. And then they're like in their prom and as a prank, they choose her to be like the prom queen. And then when she comes up on stage, they like pour pig's blood all over her.
Nice.
And then that's like the last straw. And apparently she just gets like these weird mental powers and she just like starts creating havoc on the like the entire party and like people start dying. It's really cool.
That sounds awesome.
It is awesome.
That's scary. That's like very liberating. You know?
It is.
I always wished I could do that in high school.
Throughout the movie, you're just like feeling sorry for this girl and you're like, oh God, why are they being so mean to her? And then when she like gets these powers and starts like kicking the crap out of everyone, you're like, yes, revenge. Really, that's like what people want to see, I think.
Totally.
All right, and probably the worst movie of all time, which is like scary movie, is probably Friday the 13th.
Yeah, oh, that just annoys me with
Jason?
Jason.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Is that with is that with Jamie Lee Curtis?
No, that was Halloween.
Oh, that annoys me, that film.
Yeah, that was also bad.
Yeah, I'm not a big Jamie Lee Curtis fan.
No. All right, so those are the top 10 choices. There are a couple of honorable mentions there. So if you haven't seen them, take advantage of the fact that it's Halloween.
Boo!
Go and watch a movie, a scary movie, and get scared. I don't know why people don't like to get scared.
I do. That's why we have things like scary movies.
No, but for example, I couldn't do this show with Liliana because she's completely afraid of scary movies because
she hasn't seen any of them.
No, she
can't even talk about them.
She can't talk about them. She can't watch a scary movie because then she would have nightmares and she can't sleep for a week. Seriously.
Yeah, I've known people with similar afflictions.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's like their memories are just
too vivid.
Yeah. Like you can just always recall those weird things, those bad images. Just can't let it go.
All right, guys, that's all for today. We'll see you guys next time, and be sure to watch some of these scary flicks. And until next time, bye.
Bye.
Happy Halloween.